And a prayer as we start our learning together. Lord, some of us don't know you, but we would like to. Some of us are very unsure whether we want to. And yet we ask that you show us the importance of Jesus, who he is, and what he offers us. Amen. Well, yesterday I was down from mid-morning till about 4 o'clock alongside the Thames. It was great fun, and I sat with quite a big church group who were partaking in different ways. But also at one stage, I thought I'd better see who else was there from church. And you walk down the field, and there's all sorts of simple picnics. And then there are some very glorious picnics. You see these tables and chairs, really sitting rather formally in the shade. That's sort of place Jane Batten probably goes, or perhaps Bob Austin. Peter Darth and I were slumped in our deck chairs, enjoying Chicken Coronation, a little bit of his vineyard wine, and encouraging, if not doing much exercise yesterday afternoon. But we all have food regularly. But I want to talk about two sorts of food mentioned by Jesus in the reading Tim's just read. And the first thing I want to talk about is food for life. Food for life, which you can see on the screens there mentioned. Now, we all know that food does go off. I've got some examples up here. So if you look up at the screen, there's milk. There's a glorious glass of cold milk being held by the cup. And then the old-fashioned milk bottles. Do you remember how, if it wasn't the birds which got the milk when it was fresh, then on a warm summer's day, or you forget your milk, it would curdle up and then it all come out at the top, and you have an awful sort of curdling milk which is not fit for anything, perhaps apart from pig swill. So milk, something staple in our diet, it goes off. Let's think of some sort of fruit. Any of the children know what sort of fruit do monkeys like? Bananas. Is there a banana possibly coming up behind me? Ah, yes. You see, there's a banana. One banana just right to eat. And then a banana which would be eatable, but probably not that pleasant. Rather mushy banana just going off. Milk goes off. Bananas go off. Ah, now this is something which some of us are very keen on as a sport, but let's have some fish, can we, please, up on the screen. There we are, a glorious salmon, fantastic salmon, and then there's a man who's holding his nose. What sort of fish has he got there? Anybody recognise it? Mackerel. It's such fun, mackerel fish, isn't it? You lure a trace, and you hit a mackerel shoal, and you get, drop 8 hooks in the feathers, you get 8 mackerel out. It's amazing. Not that much effort compared to catching a salmon. But lovely, fresh salmon, ready to eat. And then actually, poor, stinky, smelly mackerel. But let's think of something which is also delicious. Let's go to something which is another dairy product. Let's go to some cheese, shall we? And one bit is absolutely glorious. And the other bit, oh dear, is going mouldy. And you know, friends, all food, girls and boys, can go off. Luxury food goes off. Staple food goes off. But listen to Jesus. I tell you the truth. You're looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Now, Jesus had fed thousands of people from one boy's small packed lunch. And they thought, this is amazing. It's a bit like a Tesco or a Cardo van, which is continually on tap, free food. And so they came after Jesus. And Jesus says to them, do not work for the food that spoils. And we all work for things which spoil. I think one or two of the children, if you aren't on holiday, they perhaps think about that next DVD Or a bit older, perhaps they think about, oh, I would like a more advanced phone. Or I'd like a better, newer computer game. And you know, some of the adults here, they think, oh, I'd like to do that house extension, or go on that holiday, brackets, leave the children behind for quiet time. I'd like to upgrade my car. And we all, young and old, often chase after things that spoil, because those things are good in themselves, but actually they don't last. We always need more physical food. We always seem to want more of things, stuff. And actually, I think probably, perhaps you had some breakfast this morning, and perhaps at about 1 o'clock, your tummy might be rumbling. And you think, oh, I'd like a little bit more now to eat. Well, food, it is bread that's needed for life, physical life. But it goes off, it goes mouldy, deteriorates. And so often, the things we try to acquire, they don't last. Food doesn't last. Our ambitions don't last either. That's food for life. But Jesus also speaks about food for eternal life. Verse 27, do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man, Jesus, will give you. Let's test the adults. What do you think is the invention in the kitchen which has made the biggest difference in the last 60 years? Let's just think for a moment about that. Yeah, thank you. Very quickly, refrigeration. Not a dishwasher, no. I think John Drake thinks his cleaning lady has made a real difference to his house. But anyway, I won't go down that route. But just think about it. Refrigeration is an amazing thing. I remember in West Africa once, up country in Sierra Leone, there was no refrigeration. And the food you had didn't last really any time at all. Tin stuff did. But in the villages, stuff went off as quickly as it was perhaps plucked or killed for meat. Or even fruit went off quite quickly as well. But Jesus says, don't work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life. Where is it found? It's found in Jesus. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval. Imagine food which never went off. I was thinking about this because there is terrible starvation in the world, although there's enough food in the world. And that's all because we can't preserve food. The vermin get in, it rots, or it's affected by disease. And what happens is there's always a need, because food, we know, that doesn't last. And Jesus says the Son of Man himself will offer this food which lasts forever, the eternal life. And Son of Man for the adults is a funny title. Jesus used it more than any other for himself. In the book of Daniel, the old prophet, there's a picture of one who's from the Ancient of Days, been eternal, who is coming into the world, the Son of Man. And Jesus used that glorious title of himself. You see, he's saying, I am the life-giving food from the world beyond. I make it available. Let's end. Food for life, food for eternal life offered, and it's hard for the young ones to understand that, but perhaps they can have it explained a bit more clearly at home. And I want to end with two little points. A good question, verse 28. The crowd say, what must we do to do the works God requires? What must we do the works God requires? What do you think God wants you to do? Let's see if there's any ideas. Well, that's the correct answer, put him first. But actually, yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Linda. I think that very often people think that the work God requires for us to do is to help old ladies across the road, if I can use that example. Or we think he wants us to simply go to church, or to be honest, or faithful in our marriages, whatever it is, those sort of things. But you know, that's not what God first requires. What he requires from all of us is that we should come to him. There's an invitation in verse 35, come to me. And the message of the Bible is not that Christianity is good for you, rather is that God in Jesus welcomes back those who've gone far away. A friend of mine was a vicar in Manchester, and he really upset his church and community. Guess how he did it? He put over church door a poster which said, sinners only. And on the great gate of the church, only sinners welcome in here. And sadly, some of the church people were very upset about that. Because the answer is, we are all sinners. But wonderfully, God welcomes us. And he said, I want you to come back to me. And Jesus is the one who says, come to me because I offer the food for eternal life. It's not that we're good, but rather he's the one who brings us eternal life. Then, not just a good question from the crowd, but a big promise. And verse 35, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never go thirsty. What a claim. God's gift to God's world is God's Son. And Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And just as bread can be eaten by anybody, Jesus says, I am the one who's come for each person. Whether you're rich or poor, a girl or a boy, whether you're elderly or young, he's the basic necessity of the bread of life. And it's Jesus who brings us eternal food to the world beyond. And never, never is a very strong word, a great claim. The adults may remember that in the Old Testament, there was bread, manna, given to people in the wilderness. Whose name do you associate with the manna in the wilderness? Moses, thank you very much. And you might have thought Moses gave the people that bread, but actually it says that God gave them the bread. You see, again, there's a hidden claim here, girls and boys. The bread was given by Almighty God. Here's the one who brings eternal life, but also is not just a human being, but is amongst us, Almighty God. And without Jesus, friends, you and I, we are famished and starving. He's saying to each of us, I am your staple food. What he might say in Central Africa or West Africa is, I am the maize of life. In England, I am the hovis, the granary of life. Go to China, I am the rice of life. Perhaps for some of you, I am the fish and chips of life, if you have a very unhealthy diet. But have you thought about food for life? And thank goodness we have, most people in this country, enough food. But there's a much more important food than that. And that's the food for eternal life, which comes through Jesus Christ. May that be always in our mind and be where our lives are following. A prayer. Lord, thank you for all you give us to enjoy. We thank you for who Jesus is, the bread of life. We thank you in him there is satisfaction and life eternal offered. Help us to find that life, to be a secure anchor and help. Amen.